It's July 6th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Anna B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by Bitstamp and Crypto.com. And now, the news. Bitcoin's positive correlation with stocks continues Monday, with the cryptocurrency drawing bids alongside gains in global equities. Early this morning, the leading cryptocurrency by market value traded at $9,190, representing a 1.4% gain on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Meanwhile, major European equity indices are up at least 1.5% each, following a 4% rise in mainland Chinese stocks seen during the Asian trading hours. Futures tied to the S&P 500 are also up over 1%, according to the data source Investing.com. Bitcoin fell below the psychological support of $9,000 on Sunday, validating bearish lower highs at $10,000 and $9,800 created on June 10th and June 23rd, respectively. However, selling pressure ran out of steam around $8,900 at 6:15 a.m. Tokyo time, as U.S. stock futures rose and Bitcoin prices charted a quick move back above $9,000. The cryptocurrency would have faced stronger chart-driven selling had prices established a foothold below that psychologically important level. So the uptick in stocks looks to have saved the day for Bitcoin bulls, at least for now. It's worth noting that the cryptocurrency's positive correlation with stocks reached record highs last week. And Bitcoin has witnessed minimal price movement over the past 9 days, with upside capped at around $9,300 and downside restricted near $8,830. The gap between highs and lows are getting smaller, narrowing to just $395 last week. That's the smallest weekly trading range since the last week of March in 2019. A prolonged period of consolidation often ends with a big move to either side. For instance, the cryptocurrency jumped 26% in the first week of April 2019, having witnessed low volatility consolidation in the preceding 5 weeks. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,262, while Ether is trading at $236, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. Turning to consumer applications, Lightning developer and Zap Inc. founder Jack Mallers announced Thursday his startup Strike product, which allows people to receive Bitcoin as dollars via direct bank deposits, is finally entering public beta. And a Visa card is also in the works. Strike gives each user a unique public website where people can send Bitcoin just by scanning a QR code. This is comparable to what the Ethereum name service offers with the .eth public wallet addresses. However, Zap's Strike is not a crypto wallet. Instead, the startup does an exchange in the background and sends dollars to the user's bank account. The startup offers two different services, the merchant offering for businesses and the free mobile app for consumers. For users who prefer to receive Bitcoin, they can use Zap's namesake product, a Lightning-friendly Bitcoin wallet. The Zap wallet offers self-custody for Bitcoin, while the custodial Strike wallet can only receive value in fiat currency. Strike user Tyler told us he hopes the service will, quote, allow merchants to accept and use Bitcoin with Lightning without their customers knowing or spending Bitcoin. This app allows me to interface with Lightning so easily, Tyler said, noting how the scaling solution operates quietly in the background. This episode and the following messages are brought to you by Bitstamp and Crypto.com.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro.
Hey, Markets Daily listeners. Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. And when you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
In On the Blockchain news, Oxfam Ireland, a Belfast-based charity fighting global poverty, has received a 1 million euro grant to fund the next phase of a blockchain aid distribution project. Oxfam is piloting the Ethereum-based platform with Ethereum venture studio Consensus and Australian tech firm Sempo in the South Pacific Ocean nation of Vanuatu. The project, Unblocked Cash, was awarded with a grant from the European Innovation Council in a competition called Blockchains for Social Good to run the second phase of the pilot. In June 2019, Oxfam announced that it had spent a month completing phase one of the pilot using MakerDAO's stablecoin DAI as a vehicle for helping disaster victims. The project aims to deliver aid in the form of smart vouchers to disaster areas and uses stablecoins like MakerDAO's DAI to enable cheap cross-border transactions. In the first phase of the pilot, 200 residents across two villages received tap and pay cards, each loaded with about 4,000 vatu, that's $50 in DAI, according to Australian news outlet Mikey. The cards were used for payments across a network of local stores and schools, with 32 vendors in total. The second phase of the pilot will include more than 5,000 participants and 100 vendors. Oxfam pitched the project to a jury in Brussels and was one of 24 projects picked from 178 applications, the charity said. Oxfam claims the project has cut delivery times for aid by 96% and cut transaction costs by 60%. The grant will also allow Oxfam to scale the project across the Pacific region and explore its potential in sub-Saharan Africa and the Caribbean, according to the Irish Times report, which first reported on this story. And in a related story, blockchain startup Phantom has been given the green light to start tracking medicinal drugs in Afghanistan to help stem the country's counterfeiting problem. The project aims to keep track of pharmaceutical drugs traveling along the supply chain in order to stem the distribution of fake products caused by a lack of appropriate checks. Being able to verify the authenticity of medicines is vital in preventing counterfeit products, Michael Kong, CIO of Phantom, said in a Telegram interview with CoinDesk. Phantom will supply labels to trace 80,000 products created by Nabros and Bliss GVS over at Phantom's smart contract platform and Opera blockchain network. The products will cover four areas of pharmaceuticals, including 50,000 hand sanitizers, 10,000 joint creams, 10,000 Kofold chewable tablets, and 10,000 Diacare foot creams. The pilot will demonstrate how scanning product data to a blockchain can create an immutable record, Kong said. The startup will design shipping labels that are to be scanned by Royal Star at every stage of the distribution process. Labels can be checked on Phantom's platform and will contain a unique hashcode that can be publicly verified on-chain and includes 11 data points. These data points will be able to verify the product name, batch number, barcode number, expiry date, production date, a US Food and Drug Administration number, producer's name, location of the scan, the status of the scan, and a time and date of scan. Counterfeit drugs are responsible for the deaths of thousands of people every year, with inferior or useless products ranging from cancer treatment to anti-malarial pills. 1 in 10 medical products in developing countries is substandard or falsified, according to the World Health Organization. The announcement of the pilot follows on from a formal partnership agreed between Phantom and the Afghan government to establish a blockchain initiative for public health last November. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
I'm Galen Moore, Senior Research Analyst at CoinDesk, and on July 7, I'm hosting a live webinar with Lucas Nuzzi from Coinmetrics. We'll cover everything you need to know about a fundamental that's critical for understanding digital assets, Bitcoin Days Destroyed. Join us by signing up at coindesk.com/signup.